Op die lyn is Enoch Godongwana, hy is die minister van Finansies en hy het vandag die mediumtermyn begrotingsoorsig in die parlement ter tafel gelê en dit het gewys Suid-Afrika se fiskale posisie is besig om te verswak. Dit spruit uit hoër skuldvlakke uit en laer belastinginkomste en die vooruitsigte vir groei oor die volgende paar jaar is ook nie baie optimisties nie. On the line is Enoch Godongwana. He is the Minister of Finance. Enoch, thank you so much for your time tonight. You spent a lot of time in your speech focusing on initiatives to grow the economy. You highlighted four pillars, but yet in the documentation and the forecasts, it seems as if economic growth will remain pedestrian over the next few years, between 1% and 2%. And of course, we need a lot more aggressive growth to address the social issues we have in the country.
But we also say, if these reforms we are announcing become effective, we expect an additional 2% growth over and above. That's why we're pushing these structural reforms and the investment in infrastructure. We think all of that will add to this, what you call pedestrian growth.
You spend a lot of time on structural reforms. You focused on infrastructure again, increasing the efficiencies of the state, especially at local government level. Are there any low-hanging fruits you think could, you know, result in that accelerated growth you just referred to?
Well, on the infrastructure side, let me first raise the principle which you were making, that we're beginning to shift expenditure from consumption to capital investment. And that's a broad approach we are taking. Immediately, the projects we are talking about on water, on roads, and in general, and through the budget facility for infrastructure, a lot of projects we are announcing there, which we think if they take us from the private sector, they will stimulate growth.
The focus is on new infrastructure projects. I think that is pretty clear, and the country and the economy desperately needs it. But we also have a big problem with the maintenance of existing infrastructure. Is that a priority?
It is also one of the priorities. We make to reference to that this transformation we are doing in the infrastructure space is to make sure that there's proper preparation, proper planning, proper execution. Part of proper planning is to make sure that there's proper planning even for maintenance, which at the moment is very weak.
Yeah, I think that's going to be an issue, especially in Johannesburg, where, you know, not the big infrastructure projects we need. It's just maintaining and improving what we have. I think that will make a big difference. Just a few other issues. The National Health Insurance, NHI. I only saw one referral to the NHI in the budget document. And no allocation was made specifically for this initiative, and that, you know, is over the medium-term period, 3 years. Why wasn't there a specific allocation made for the NHI?
You will recall that we currently have an NHI grant which is focusing on certain pilot projects the Department of Health is working on. That allocation stands is over the medium term. But in addition to that, in February, we listed a couple of issues we need to focus on in order to roll out the infrastructure. That stands. So we have not made any new announcement because we're not making any additional issue in terms of the strategy for NHI.
The budget suggests we'll see a significant primary budget surplus over the next few years, and that is absolutely fantastic news. And that means that the government expenditure is less than the revenue, the tax collection from SARS. But still, when you look at the net number, there's still a significant interest payment. 1 rand out of every 5 rand SARS collects is used to pay interest. And unfortunately, the fiscal performance of South Africa is not turning around as quickly as even you have expected or forecasted a year or two ago. What is your perception now of our fiscal position? How far or how much room do we still have to be able to proactively reduce the negative impact it will have?
Okay, let me start with debt service costs. Debt service costs are a function of the total stock of debt. As we have indicated now, the total stock of debt is rising to 6 trillion rand, which is 75% of GDP. That is high. But what makes it difficult is growth. Now, for as long as we've got our growth levels are very low for over a decade, and that is making it difficult to deal with the fiscal position effectively until we deal with the growth challenge effectively. That's why in the budget, we are beginning to say we've got to shift the focus on growth areas, include structural reforms, making the state efficient, the state capacity, investing more in capital investment. All of those things are shifting towards a growth story.
Then I'm sure you're not happy that SARS will not collect its target or meet its target for revenue collection. It will be around 31 billion rand short over the next 2 years. How unhappy are you, and will it lead to higher taxes next year?
Unfortunately, I don't talk about taxes in October. I only talk about taxes on one day in a year. That is when I table the budget. So I can't answer the tax issue. However, I can record that revenue shortfall is quite a disappointment. It's going to have serious implications for the budget.
Yeah, serious implications indeed. But is there any way to mitigate that in some way? Will it lead to maybe expenditure cuts in some departments?
I mean, we're already mitigating that through moderating expenditure. I mean, we are sticking to the baseline. Any revenue increase, we're not funding new projects.
Ons sal daarmee los. Enog baie dankie vir jou tyd. Dit was Enog Godingwana, die minister van Finansies.